Voiskin bring down that peeling vegetables or fruits are considered boirer psoiles mitoich oichel. Deine peeling tomatoes, carrots are considered boirer psoiles mitoich oichel. And the Rishonim bring a rai from, the Achronim bring a rai from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi steht in Perek Lal Godl Haiman de Shochik Tume. It was a kind of meichel that they did from garlic. They took garlic and they grind it. Chad mevarer beklipe echayev mishum boirer. When he peels off the peel of the garlic, his chayev mitzad boirer. And the poskim asakasha leumas them, we found in different places that you're allowed to peel foods in Shabbos. You're allowed to open nuts, and you're allowed to peel food, different Yerushalmim. So this is the kasha that Achronim have. Mitzad echad in Yerushalmi state, that if you peel you peel garlic, you chayev mitzad boira. Mitzad sheni is mefurish different places in Halacha, that you're allowed to peel vegetables and fruits in Shabbos. So the Rishonim said the teretz, the Achronim, the Rishonim said the chiluk is, if you're peeling it le'echoy le'alter, you're allowed to peel. If you're peeling it shloy le'echoy le'alter, then you chayev. So if you're peeling a carrot to eat the carrot right away, you're not chayev mitzad boyer. But if you're peeling the carrot to eat it later, you're chayev mitzad boyer. The chilek is nice. But the chiluk doesn't make sense. Because we learned that psoilis mitoich oichel is alamal also. We said the yesod is ayol. Oichel beyad le'alter. Right? That's the yesod we're saying the whole time. The heter is oichel beyad le'alter. So what is the teretz is that when you peel the carrots to eat right away, you're not oichel mitzad boira. If you peel it for later on, you chayim mitzad boira. But in peeling, you take off the peel from the carrot. You don't take the carrot away from the peel. You're taking the peel away from the carrot. So the chur weiter darf sein also. Weiter darf sein also. So it's two terutzim in the poiski. One terutz, and this is the terutz she niskabel, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Dalem Biur Haloche, from my Mar Mordechai, that while he efshar le'echol be'inyan acher, there's no way to eat the carrot without taking off the peel. Memele hasora saklipe, taking off the peel, choshiv derech mel achile, ve'ein ze begeder meloche. And it's not like boir psoilis mitechoichel. Here, while there's no different way to take off, to eat the carrot, only duch, peeling off the peel, memele, but if you're peeling shaloi le'achila le'alter, you're peeling the carrots for later on, so then you can look at it like derech achila. So the lamdus of the derech achila is like this. While there's no way to eat carrots, only with taking off the peel, b'meile this is a derech achila, and here, even taking off the peel, and it's absurd, it's called the derech achila. Masha'ekim, when there's no way to eat it right away, if you're not doing it to eat it right away, so then you can look at it like derech achila. And if you can't look at it like derech achila, b'meile, you're not allowed to peel the peel. So this is the teretz, the chazanish, the maimar modcha, the birur halacha. This is the ikar chiluk that with this we will build the halachas of peeling things in Shabbos. So again, so the ikar chiluk is that while you cannot get to the food without peeling it, b'meile we look at it like derech achila, b'meile it's mutter, even psoiles mitoich oichel, you're allowed to take off. Mashenken, if it's not le'alter, it's not a derech achila, then maybe you don't have a heter. This is one reason. There's another reason. The Achronim bring down another reason. The Yamshe Shleim and the Magen Avraham, the Bir Halacha brings it down. that kolzman the peel is connected to the fruit, it's a part of the fruit. So it doesn't have a shem psoilis yet. So only when you're peeling it, it becomes a shem psoilis. So it's not called psoilis mitechoicha. If you're doing it le'achar zman, so you koveya and it's shem psoilis. But if you're eating it now, so it was not niskatim. Now before we magdim, before we're going into lemaisa, aloha lemaisa here, I want to be magdim two akdomas. First, the Biur Aloha has a tzad that the Rambam doesn't hold as the issue to peel in Shabbos Bichlal. Why? I want to explain. But the whole boirer, to say to peel a carrot is boirer, it's mechudosh shtickle. Because we know the aside of boirer is taroides, mixed together. The peel is mixed with the carrot. The peel is not mixed. The peel of the orange is mixed with the orange. We have to take a note. Why it's called boirer, be'etzem, to peel avit? Why it's called boirer to peel a zach? So the achronim say like this. While the peel is stuck to the fruit, so it's a little bit connected, and they add a knej, and keilu the food is not so good, because it's connected to the peel. By taking off the peel, you're fixing the fruit. So the same you say that every boirer is fixing the food, here it's also, it's a different kind of fixing, because every boirer, it's mixed, and you're fixing the food through taking out the psoilis. Here it's stuck. But we'll see nafkeminis later, nafkeminis with that. And Moshe, it doesn't have to be only and a fruit. We spoke about a sticker that is stuck to a bread. Chale has a little sticker. So some poiskim hold, so we'll come back later, some poiskim hold that it's like a peel. It's not boiler, it's on top, but it's like a peel. So if you're the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to take it. We'll see. Maybe later it's as small as a lemaisa here in the bread, you could get to the bread without taking off the peel. Shemazaman was nistapik in it. L'chua here you could get to the bread without that. So l'chua is not so posher to take it away. We'll get later. L'maisa the poskim say not to take off the sticker, to take it off with a little bit of pieces of bread. So then you yoytze al shittas. So let me get a shtick on aloche l'maisa, because these things are very legi aloche l'maisa. I want a little bit to go duch the aloche l'maisa, and then we'll come to all different afkeminas. It's two kinds, we'll divide all of the fruits to two groups of fruits. It's one kind of fruits and vegetables. Again, maybe I'm wrong, every country, but I'm right. Carrots, cucumbers, these things, potatoes, onions, eggs also have peel. All of these things, most people don't eat them with the peels. For sure not the eggs. Most people. These things, la aloche, you're allowed to peel them in Shabbos, but only before the seuda. You're allowed to do it with a knife, but you're not allowed to do it with a peeler. Then you're not allowed to peel with a peeler. You're not allowed to peel a carrot in Shabbos with a peeler. Peeler is a zahzach, but takes also peel. I'm not going, some people say the peeler is so deep and it takes also a little bit in the fruit, it's not nice breire on the material. No, what is the psak? We don't use a peeler, not for carrots, not for cucumbers. This is, even Shmuel Shabbos says not to use it. I mean, Andal Sfarim for sure said not to use it. What if the evit someone peeled, if you're allowed to eat the carrot or not? We'll see it's not supposed to eat the salad. If you came to the house and you see that they peel it with a peeler, you can't eat the salad. We'll see later in the end what would be the aloch of a person was boiler with the evit, you're allowed to eat it. This is peeling the group of things or eggs, and you come, you ask someone, when you made the egg salad? 5 hours ago. Say, thank you very much, and you give him back the egg salad, because you can't eat it, because he peeled it. It's boiler. This is one group of things. There's another group of things that most people eat it with a peel. Tomatoes, peaches. The skin of the chicken. Most people eat the skin of the chicken. Well, say like this. There's two kinds of skins of chicken. They have the skin with a roast. Everyone eats it. That's got a very gishmak. Cooked chicken, so Reb Moshe says that everyone eats. Today I heard that different people don't eat the skin of the chicken. You have to know the metzias. But most people, apples. Lama Zogin, most of the people in the country eat apples with peels. But it's a good amount of people that, you know, like to peel it. You have the little kids that don't like it so much. It's machlekes apoiskim. Some poiskim hold you're allowed to peel them, even not before the suuda. You're allowed to peel apples, and you're allowed to do it even with a peeler. The ma'aseh, the machmirim, and ken roi linoik, ken roi linoik, you can't say yes, not to peel apples and these things, pears, all these things, only somuch la suuda, and without a peeler, only with a knife. Only with a knife. Again, but now we have to know that these things, why it's psoilus, Moshe explains, Lamaisa, we said Allah, because here Lamaisa, after you take off the peel, Lamaisa, no one will go and eat peels of apples. Then even if people could eat apples, you say, stop it. We said Amol that if it's one thing, it's no bayra. But no one goes and eats peels of apples. So then it becomes psoilus. Now again, even the matirim that were we're divided like this. We have two kinds of fruits and vegetables. Very again, this mamash, you know, people that don't know. We have the group of vegetables and fruits, oranges, watermelon, all these fruits and vegetables that you cannot eat without peeling them. These things, you're not allowed to do only samuch lasud. The things that are roy to do before that you could eat is a machlekes. Again, only somuch la'suude and without a peeler. This is the reason all the people that want to do salad on Shabbos, and you know it's better when you do it. So what they do, they peel it before Shabbos. They don't cut it yet, but they peel it before Shabbos and they keep it in bags. That's what they see in my house they do. Now, the things that you could eat the peels is a machlekes. Some people hold you're allowed to peel it even not somuch, even with a peeler. Some people say only somuch, and without a peeler. Some people make a pshara. They peel apples even not samuch, but not with a peeler. This, I think, was discovered in a lot of places. Now, the heter to peel, the people that use peelers, Lama Zogin, and apples, even if you yourself would never could eat the peel, you mamish not to ishtinis, you just bite the peel and you start to choke. And these people, they bite the peel of the apple, they start to choke. Mamish like ishtinis. We said in Beirah that a person that is Eastern is by him it's Psoilus. Here Shmir Shabbos says it's not called Psoilus and you're allowed to. We'll go back to it. I want first Lemaisibi. A person has the Moshul, they have letters. So they have that the Mor you get in Pesach. So sometimes you get like a whole head. The outside leaves are, you can't eat them. They're mamish dirty. Again, you're allowed to take off the outside leaves to get to the inside leaves. I saw some people say if it's open very much, they're just hanging to the side, the outside leaves, so then could be you're not allowed to take them off because it doesn't have the mile of the peel that you can't get to the inside without the outside. A beloved song, you buy chopped, today they sell them in bags that the lettuce is already cut to pieces, like salad. And then you see some of the leaves got rotten. Or before Pesach, you know, you checked all the leaves and you put them in a bag, and then I say that you see some of them are rotten and you want to serve it, you're not allowed to take out the rotten ones. This is really mamish boil. There you'll have to wait somuch la'suuda to take out the good ones and deserve them. Now, this double portion, even though we said that you're not allowed to use a peeler to peel carrots, but you're allowed to use a nut opener, a nut cracker, to open nuts, even though the mice are using a keli. But again, and you're only allowed to open the nuts, take samach lasuda. But you're allowed to use the nut. Why? Because the nut opener, he's not the one that is taking the shell off the fruit. He breaks the nut. The keli here is not a keli shel breira. The peeler is a kibosha, he peels off the peel from the apple. This means some people wanted to say it's not even a keli because it's, but this, the peeler helps me to take off the peel. The nutcracker, be'etzem, his pe'ula is to break it. I will take a stone. Then I myself take off the peels. Remember, the keli is not a keli shel breira. Again, it's a ma'aseh breira to take off the nuts out of the shell. But the pe'ula of the keli is not a keli shel breira. Now, as a lot of poskim say, we have to know that even in Lamashal, you're makel to open apples and peel apples and Shabbos with peelers, or at least without peelers before, they have this shiny thing in the apples. I'm not going in now, it's a big shiny. Sometimes they have, in different countries in the world, they want the apples to shine. Some red apples might shine like Echweznish was. And there's a trefetike Zachen on top of it. So in different places, in different lists, in different times of the year, they tell you have to peel it. Then, you're not allowed to peel with a peeler. Because then it's like a psilis. Again, I'm a supik, and the people, there's a lot of Yiddish people, frum people, that in Pesach, they don't eat peels. They don't eat the peels. Chash chometz, they peel off. Every zach, they peel. Now, during the year, these people use peelers. They're from the Mekilim. Pesach, they go, Kanz Klai Yisrael is machmer. But they normally use a peeler for an apple. Now, the shaila is if in Pesach, they're allowed to use the peeler to peel the apple. So, I'll tell you the truth. Mi'ikar adin, they're allowed to. Saying, l'shitosom, that they use peelers. Or they're allowed to do it before the suud. Why? Because it's a chumra be'alve. It's like we said, there's no boirer sifting the water. Our Mikol Makoy, Vaile Maise, the meaning is not to eat that peel, could be in Pesach, it'll be totally, that it's a mokum to be machmir take, and in Pesach not to use a peeler. For these people, even if during the year you will be using a peeler, and Pesach, if you don't want to eat, and Bemele, it's very nege. Because if they'll be machmir on themselves, and everything they peel in Pesach, so in Shabbos they will have a problem to use a peeler, if they want to use it before the Seudah. It's like Seachumre. Let me get weiter. A person takes an orange. Again, misvare before the shiur, he will think, what shaykh the boyer? But we know the Rishonim taught us that the peel of the apple, the orange, is stuck to the orange, and it's called boyer. So to peel an orange in Shabbos, it's divided to 5 rechetimtzes. We have the orange peel, color orange, I mean, mamish, the orange peel outside. This is boirer, but again, it's a klipa. You're allowed to peel the orange before the suud. You took off the orange peel from the orange. And sometimes you meet a white peel that stays around. It's totally what kind of orange is it. If it's a kind of orange that you have that white thing around it, completely white, you don't see it's an orange yet. Again, that white thing is like a peel. You're allowed to peel them off again. And again, only Sabach Lasud. You finished to take off that white thing. You finished. And then on the orange, it's like little white stripes that stay. I give you another echetim so you have it. Sometimes after you peel a banana, okay, the banana, the outside peel of the banana is like the outside peel of the orange. It's that little strings. You know what I mean? The banana, like little strings, you could catch them. You know how to catch, you could take a whole one. Sometimes it tears in the way. Now, these banana strings, everyone could eat them. Not so gishmak. These you're allowed to take off, even not so mukhla seudah. Because this be'etzem achelik from the peiri. It's be'etzem achelik from the peiri. Even and mistaber that even the people that are machmir normally not to do, here it's mamash acherik from the peir. Now, then there's another thing. After you know, you divide the oranges to little. Sukim lach. Pieces, I don't know. Every orange has 20 of them. So in the edge of it, sometimes like it's a little white stripe. Like a little white thing. The same white that normally you have around the outside, sometimes after you divide it to little pieces, and the edge is like a white piece that is a bit, that's what you smack to eat. Now the shaila is if you're allowed to take him off. Again, before the seuda, we'll see later, this is really not so poshut to take him off. The peels, you're allowed to, because is this the way to get to the food? When you got this is really like taking out pits. In a second, you have orange pits. You don't want to eat the pits. You're allowed to take them out or not. In a second, we'll get to the pits. Shlomo Zalman Erbach was mesupik. Some people, there's two ways to peel oranges. One way, you know, you make a little stripe and then you peel it. Or you go, it's different mehalachim, but you peel it when it's whole. There's another mehalach. You divide it to four. With the peel. One, you've got one and a half, and then another. You have four quarters. Then you take the orange and you bite into it. Some people, after they divide it to four, they want to take off the peel before they serve it. Shemazama was misupik, maybe you're not allowed to take off the peel already. Because the whole heter of the peel is, because this is the way to get to the food. But when the orange is with quarters, the way to eat it, and most people forget, they hold the quarters in their hand, and a lot of people in the world, this is the way they eat it. When they divide it like this. So it could be while you could eat it already, it doesn't have a heter to take off the peel. He said, the tzorich here. Soon you'll see in Afkemina, we'll get to melons and watermelons. We'll see there it's very negea, if you're allowed to peel it after it's ready in stripes, in different pieces. But I want first to be magnum a different chaylek. So again, so be'etzem, if you would learn Hilchos Boirer Alein and you would come to the peels, you would think, Molevshach, if it's psoilis, it doesn't make sense, all these aloichos. And if it's not psoilis, it's mutter. Aber kach kiblu chazal, und das ist unsere Teile. Lame gehen, a drop weiter. You're allowed to take out pits. A orange, you have a little pits. A lemoshul, you know, Rosh Hashanah, you get tmorim. You have to check it from bugs. You cut it open, there's a little pit inside. You're allowed to take out that pit, or you're allowed to take out the pit or not. Watermelon has pits. You're allowed to take them out or not. The Mishneh Berurah says like this. We'll take lamazogim a peach. You have a peach, you want to take out the pit. Mishneh Berurah holds, when you hold the peach in your hand, you're allowed to take the pit and take him out. Why is no muksas? You're allowed to hold the pit in your hand. He has a suffix, maybe even if it's not in your hand. Efsha. Aber mamish before you're going to eat. You hold the peach, you take out, and you bite into it. Aye, this is mamish boirer. It's mamish boirer already. It's not a peel, it's a pit. Dr. Kevon Shi, Efsha be'inyan acher. And this is the derech to take out the pit, because no one bites into the peach with the pit. Okay, but we'll see, some fruit stack is not so pasha. The mayor is like the Mishneh Berurah, this is derech achile. The mayor, some people tell that if this is the head of the Mishneh Berurah, the new machmirim, the new svarim that came out, that in fruits that it's not the derech to take out, they have all different kind of peaches. I don't know when they have the little yellow ones. They're like the oilam open it to two and they take out this little brown big pit. But they have the ones that you can't take it out. It's mamish gets messy. So then forget, no one takes it out. So if you're a meshugana and you want to take it out, this is mamish boira. Because you can't say that this is a derech achila. We'll see in a second. The chazanish holds, it's mamish boira. Boira doiraisa. To take out pits, it's boira doiraisa. The only way, Zog the Chazanish, is you hold the pit and you pull the peiri to you. So it's again Rosh Hashanah. You have the dates. So if you didn't have a Mishnah, you could take out the pit. The Ma'ase of the Olam HaMachmas, which says, if you have a Mishnah, you can take out the pit. So you hold the pit, and, but you have to mark me that the left hand will not move. You have to hold it, and only to move the fruit. Then you buy the Oichel Mitech Pseilis. Chaznish says, why it's boir, like the Chaznish, while a person could eat the food till he gets to the pit, the mele, it's considered boir. So now let me get a little bit to mevar what happens to the mice. You have watermelon. Today, Baruch Hashem, they made up a new shtick that all the watermelon doesn't have pits anymore. I mean, when I was a kid, every watermelon had at least 200 pits. But they found a way. They took out the pits before it comes to the house. But I'm always given with pits. Now the shaila is, you're allowed to take out the pits from the watermelon or not. So here, look, interesting. Is mamish shitas min hakotze el hakotze. The pashtes, the fina mishne bura, you're allowed to. The fina chazanish, you're not allowed to. Andere is sagen, that even if you're in Mishnah Bura, you're not allowed to. Why? Here's a lomdus that very near get a lot of Mishnah Buras. Well, the Mishnah Bura was matir to take out pits, because the pits be'etzem are not mamish mixed inside the food. It's the food in a pit. Not mamish a mix. You open a date. The pit is laying very nicely inside. Avad, it's a shtikel boira. Oh, but when it's a taroivis mamish, like in a watermelon, the Mishnah Berurah will not be matir. They answer one of the famous questions, the whole shaila, how to eat fish in Shabbos with the bones. I spoke about it a couple times. The clients wrote, because of that, they eat the gefilte fish, they don't want to come to the shaila. But some people serve fish with bones. And the whole shaila of Berurah. Biskarov Babusi ate it with the bones. Because of that, shaila from Berurah. What is the problem? The Fina Mishnah Berurah, take out the pits. Take out the pits. What is the difference if it's a pit or it's a bowl? The Torah says if it's a mix, that it's in ganz and mixed together, the Mishnah Berurah was never matter. Le'umas them, this is the some of Paiskin. The Shmir Shabbos time is that could be the Chazanish will be matter here. Because the reason the Chazanish said that you're not allowed to take out the pits, because it's Chazanish said, it's not boira. You can't say Efshol Bekach. Eat till you get to the pit. Says a watermelon, says, what I will do? I will start to eat and start to spit out pits. I can't eat and spit out pits. And a peach, I could eat till I get to the pit. And a date, I could eat till I get to the pit. A watermelon, I can't eat it. It's messy. The melon, it's muta. He says, he says, Lekatchila, not to do it. But he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to shake it. And what falls off when you shake it, it's not considered a tarovis bichlal, and you're allowed to do it. So again, interesting. Some people are machmir on watermelon, not to take out the pits, even if you're the Mishnah Berurah. And some people tell me that even if you're the Chazanish, you're allowed to take out the pits. Okay, this is not so negia today. The mele will not go into it, because I think most places in the world, the watermelon already today was without pits. I'm only one or two pits. But let me get enough a melon. A melon is very negal and mice. I don't know if you saw once a whole melon, but the mitzvah says if you cut a melon, it's like a whole hole inside there, and there is full with hundreds of little pits, all different pieces like chweis, like things that snishas a gishmak, and a little bit liquid. Now, this is the answer, it's a psoilus. So the halacha is you're allowed to shake it out and you're allowed to take a spoon and clean out all of the pits in Shabbos. Again, only Samuch Lasuda. Only Samuch Lasuda. So the other half you're not allowed to clean. Only the half. Stam mit der Chagav, ich gedenk, my mama gesagt mir, that the half that you want to keep, it's kedai to keep the pits inside, it keeps it more fresh. Aber ich weiß nicht, es ist gerecht, aber ich weiß nicht, ich gedenk. Aber the half that he wants to eat, it's kedai to keep it clean out. He allowed to do with a spoon, it's not a clean miyuchel lebrere. It's not a peeler. Now, there's a couple problems. One problem is, sometimes after you clean out all the pits of the melon, stays like one or two or three little pits that you didn't manage to collect in the first go. So the shaila is here, l'cha'ura already, you could eat it, but it's not mamish like a peel that you can't get to it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that it's not called a ta'arovitz, it's only munach al zeh, and you're allowed to take them off. Now, the poskim had a suffix taka. A lot of people, after they clean the melon, they cut it to quarters. So like stripes. It's nice to serve it like that. Now, some people serve it like that. Everyone gets like a little moon made from melon. Say it. Now, you got such a piece to your plate. The little kid near you, he says, I don't like the peel. You could cut without the peel. So you want to take a knife now and peel off for him from your little stripe. Lemaise, most people eat like this. This is the way they serve it. A lemoshel, you get half little melons. Oh, it's big melons, it's little melons. It's very fancy, you cut. You serve a half. What is the derech ha'olam? With a spoon, you eat. You have, now there's a little baby near you, he's very spoiled. No, I don't want the peel. Take me off the peel. This is not so partial if you're allowed to take off the peel for him. Because here, you can't say the heter of the Mishneh Berurah, I can't get it without taking off the peel. It's ready to eat. It's all ready. This is the derech, to eat it like this. Again, most people leave in that little stripe of melon, they could hold it like that. You're right. Now you decided in this meal, you're serving cubes of the melon. First you were sure that everyone will get like a little moon. They say, no, better we'll cut it to pieces. So you want to take a knife. So again, the best answer will be b'chai gavne, if you want to cut it, to hold it, and to cut off the fruit out of the peel, not to peel off. Anyway, with mitzias, I think it's very hard to peel off the melon. But I'm saying, if you will decide to do it, to be makbi to take oichal mitam silas. You hold the melon, take the knife, and then take it, and take off oichal mitam silas. Again, some people say it doesn't make, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he thinks that if you're allowed to take off the peel, it doesn't make a difference already, if now it's in a shape that, after this has a shem of a peel, you're already allowed to take it. But I'm saying, some people are oichal that the lumbus of the heter of the peel is not shy. Now, we'll go to another zach that here's interesting. Mamish, again, the place is Manenu. There's a Mamish, a big mix here. I'll make it easy. I don't know how you say it in English. But, you take a tomato, a good big tomato, before the cherry tomatoes, a big tomato. And the top of the tomato is like a little green thing. So that little piece, you're allowed to pull it off or not? So you're about to bite into the tomato. It's not so gishmak to bite into the little green thing. Now sometimes you want to serve it. It's not so gishmak. Or most of you're eating an apple. So some people just bite to the sides and then they're left with a little string that holds it and the whole middle. Some people, they're going to eat the whole apple. So the first thing is they pull off that little piece. They want to know in Shabbos you're allowed to pull it off or not. So it's interesting. Sido Shabbos Forim they want the taina that it's talking about like Mishneh Berurah and Chazanish. It's like a pit. Lefi the Mishneh Berurah is muta. Lefi the Chazanish, you have to hold it and pull away the apple, pull away the tomato. Lefi the Chazanish, you're not allowed to take it off. You have to pull off the fruit. And Lefi the Mishneh Berurah is muta. And again, only samuch laseuda. Only samuch laseuda. The nefkimina is not samuch laseuda. You're not allowed to do it. Everyone, they say. The Shmiras Shabbos brings down that Arav Arlozorov told him that it's like a peel. That you're allowed to do it for everyone. It's like a peel. And Reb Shlomo Zalman told him that Mitzad Echot could be, it's better from a peel. It's mamish a separate thing. And we said not to do it to a lot of fruits together. Only before you're going to eat, you're allowed to do it. He says, Lemaise, that the best thing will be, instead of pulling it, to pull the fruit off. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Iker Rabin, wanted to say that you're allowed to do it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, the Iker Rabin, you're allowed to do it. better to take off the, but again, only samach lasuda, but it's better to pull the fruit from to pull this away. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein has a big chumra here. Again, today it's not so much nageya, but we'll speak about it anyway. It's a salami. You know, so you can buy the salami when you go to the good stores. You don't buy it in these little plastic containers. You get like a big stock. The old days, the cheese also came like that. It comes with like a little plastic that is attached to it. Reb Moshe says to take off that, it's like a peel. And you're only allowed to do it samach lasuda. Again, it's stuck so strong to it. I saw some people want to declare, you know, they have these yellow cheeses that come pieces ready, and they have these little white pieces on top of them. They want to claim that these white pieces are lefir of Moshe, also like a peel. And then the nefkimina will be again, that if you want to serve shalashul, it's like yellow cheese, we have a package of these cheeses, you're only allowed to take them out of the package, samach lasuda, or in salami lamoshu. You think it's not negeh? A lot of people do Baruch Hashem simchas, Baruch Hashem, you'll see yourself, and you do a big simchat, by there you want to serve kol katz. So sometimes you buy ready cut, but sometimes you buy a big piece and you cut it yourself. Now, it takes time to prepare the platters of the kol katz. So you want to do it in the morning before you go to davening. People want to do it. Fir and Moshe, you're not allowed to take the plastic off. You have to take off the plastic before Shabbos. The Chochman Hilchei Shabbos is alamol. It's on your stomach. Gerdes Rom Shem Zav alamol. All of these halachas that you learn to picture their chetimtzes in your head. Because the halachas people forget after it. But if you remember, these protein, so when they come lemaise, you remember them. Now, as a chiddush of Shlom Zalman and Shmir Shabbos, even if it's a safe for someone took out, now he says, Shlom Zalman told him, Fakert, Falazach of Shmir Shabbos, no. He says, you get candies. Now, it's different kind of candies. In the toffees, you'd find it much more. Sometimes in the toffees, there's two kinds. Sometimes you open them, the toffee mamish falls off. Some of them, it's mamish already stuck. Shlom Zalman holds it like a peel, and you're only allowed to open the toffee samach lasuda. And he says, but Lama Zalman, you have some candies that it's not stuck. You just open. Right? You have the stuck and you have the not stuck. The ones that are stuck, only samach lasuda. Zakim Shlom Zalman, but the ones that are not stuck. Lama Zalman, you want to serve a dish full of little candies. You bought two packages of 500 candies, not stuck. You want to unloose them and to put them. Zakim Shlom Zalman, you're not allowed to do it. Again. If you have stuck candies, Lama Zalman, you want to serve toffees. You ask, what is the chetimtza? You want to serve a cake, you want to decorate it with toffees, and you bought a package of toffees, they're stuck. Okay, this we only could do a half an hour before the suda. We'll see soon. What is samach lasuda? We didn't get into the plot yet. What is called samach lasuda? Only samach lasuda you're allowed to do it. But Lama Zalman, you bought candies, okay, you tell your wife, no, only ones that are not stuck, because then we can't do it early. You get two packages of candies not stuck. You also can't open them before the suda. One you could, but if you want to open 200, it means that why are you allowed to open? It's a box. It's not stuck. It's not like a peel. But he says in this package you have 200 candies and 200 papers, and you're now separating all of the candies out of the papers. So we're looking at like one big peule of taking the candies out of the paper. And what one candy is, I'm taking out a candy out of a box. But here I'm ke'ilu boirer out the candies out of the papers. As they have them from the Zalman. Now, as another Isur in Shabbos, it's not mamish boirer, but if a person has grapes, a whole eshkel of grapes, as a ganze, as even me gebrengt from the Eretz Yisrael to the Midbar, you're not allowed to separate the grapes from the eshkoil, only samach lasuda. You know, you want to serve them loose. You're not allowed to do it, only samach lasuda. The same thing in cherry tomatoes, you're not allowed to loose them. Sometimes they come with a branch. You're not allowed to loose them, only samach lasuda. The Heintike Poiskim want to machmir that cherry tomatoes, you're not allowed to loose even samach lasuda. If they come with a branch, you have to leave them like this the whole Shabbos. Because it's dash. I don't want to go into it. It's a shayla in the Poiskim. I'm just mentioning. Shaloi samuch la'suudo yivadai. Not allowed to. You're not allowed to lose not tomato cherries and not grapes, not samuch la'suudo. Saying samuch la'suudo bepashas you're allowed to. The hanti kepoiskim vil machmir zayin. Nish klor. It's a bazundo shmuz. It's a different meloche. Lama gain weiter. As a Mishnah in Shabbos, and Daf Kufmer, Ein shoyri makarshinim veloy shofim oysom b'Shabbos. Zot Rashi, what is Ein shoyri makarshinim? Karshinim were little kind of wheat, a little kind of seeds that the animals ate. But they came with a lot of dirt and earth and all different stones and pieces together. So the way one was, they put it in water and all the dirt went up, and also you rubbed it a little bit, so the dirt went away. So you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that this meloche, if en sheiri makarshinim, you're not allowed to do even samuch la'seuda. It's like boira. Again, you will ask e efshar behochi. We said, but it's a tarovis mamish, it's no heter, like we said in the watermelon. The melee, you're not allowed to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mehai taimei, you're not allowed to soak potatoes and water in Shabbos. Now it's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah means. Normally cooked tomatoes, potatoes, don't have dirt anymore. And rotten potatoes, who eats them in Shabbos? Maybe he spoke in a mold, they gave it to the cows to eat. So it means you put a whole stack in the water. So it's again taroimus. So la'alochetos is clear. So a person has grapes, again, an eshkol anovim, and it's full with little dirts, you know, little bugs inside, or living zachim. You're not allowed to soak it in water, that the dirt will come out, because this is the Mishnah of En Sherim Esakarshini. This everyone says. Now the shaila is, Nechleku apoiski. You're allowed to rinse fruit and vegetable on Shabbos or not? Why yes and why not? Why not? The Mishnah says, En shanam sakarshinim. You're not allowed to wash them to take off the dirt. The reason to say is mutter. So, dear, it's a whole taroivis. And we said again, to soak barley in Shabbos, you're not allowed to. To soak grapes, mix grape together, you want the little bugs, the little dirts to come out, you're not allowed to. But I'm allowed to wash fruit. I'm allowed to take off the peel. So there's a dirt on the peel. So first I'm taking off the dirt and then I'm taking off the peel. So, and even if it's a fruit that I want to eat the peel, tomato, I have a dirt. So the dirt is the peel. I think I'm allowed to take off the peel from the carrot and eat the carrot. Here the dirt is the peel and I will take off the dirt and I will eat it. Nechliku Rabbi Seidel. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Eliashiv, hold you allowed to, but, and you have to remember that, only somuch la'seuda. You can rinse by night fruits for tomorrow morning. The Chazanish holds it also. Lemaise klal Yisrael k'doishim hem, and we try to rinse all the fruit before Shabbos. Now I want to explain. Shlomo Zalman says that even if in Chazanish that it's also, if someone has an apple and he just washes it a bit before he eats it, avdem retmenish. Like we said, you could eat it without washing also, nishken boira. We're speaking on things that take, when you have a cucumber, that even if you want to eat it with the peel, if you didn't wash it, you can't eat it. You know, no one will eat it without washing it. These zachim, the Chazanish is machmir, Shlomo Zalman is machmir. But again, the hanoga has to be to wash the fruit before Shabbos. Bifrat, strawberry lemoshel, could be you're not allowed to wash on Shabbos already, because it's like karshinim. A lemoshel, Shlomo Zalman says better, lettuce. If you didn't soak the lettuce before Shabbos, and you want to soak them in water to take out the bugs, you're not allowed to. First he says, because you're killing them, and second of all, Shlomo Zalman, because this is karshinim. The bugs are mixed around. We have a Mishnah, this is the problem, we have a Mishnah with the Mishnah Berurah that we can't soak fruit to clean it in Shabbos. And Mitzad Sheni, it doesn't make sense that through the rules of the peels that we're not allowed to do it. So we have to find a kind of pshara here. So Chaznishtake asks that, Vesirim Shem Zaman is matir. A Vesirim Shem Zaman to wash letters, you're not allowed to. Now, what if Bilamaisef B'Shoigeg you did it? All these things you did B'Shoigeg. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat them in Shabbos. Loi loi veloi la'achayim. Someone rinsed letters in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat them. Any fruit that was rinsed in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved, if it's shas atzoyrech, you're allowed to eat. It's not a very interesting shayla of the Welt. The Welt has a kasha, has a, why are you not allowed to eat? Because you're nele for Meister Shabbos. So let me say, you have a whole dish full with nuts, and someone took out all the bad nuts. You're not allowed to eat the good nuts now. Shasatchak, you're allowed to. You have a better eater, take the dirty ones, put them back in, and now start to eat the good ones. It's a kasha why it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. The shayla, why not? Be'etzim, we have the zelim machlekes, if someone warms something in Shabbos, a lot of places can hold it. If it becomes cold, you're allowed to eat it. So again, could be if it's shasatchak, and you're anyway coming to be seimach and mishnah bura, it's kedai to be mitzaref it. Not every time you could bring it back. I want to explain. A tomato, you wash the tomato in a way that is also, the filach hazanish. You can't put different dirt. Anishkin shaykhis, yeah? That dirt is not here anymore. Wait, anishkin shaykhis. Now, so after we know that washing fruit is only mutar samuch lasud, what is le'alta? No one knows exactly what is le'alta. As loy nizbar kol atzorich in the poiskim vos heis le'alta. But it's a shiur that people normally prepare for the seuda. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'mashal, you're not allowed to start to prepare the food before the husbands leave the shul. So we see it's not such a big time. Or L'mashal, you're not allowed to wash the dishes and wash the fruits and then go back to shul to daven and then come out. This you're not allowed to. Alamosho, you want to do a choshevizach. You want to rinse the fruit, peel it, and then you want to organize something else in the house. Alamosho, lay the table. You're not allowed. Lay the table and then do it. You can't do that. It has to be samuch. Now, it was a big shayla. They asked the chazanish, a person had a party of 1,000 people, like the mir. That's a big suda. It takes him 5 hours to prepare the suda. So most boys came home. By him, samuch the suda is 5 hours. Chazanish told him only a half an hour. You can't be mitzaref all of the people. For 2 people, a half an hour is enough. Because you have a lot of people, it's not called samuch l'suda. Now, I want to be masbu, that will not be a mistake. I'm allowed to peel, lamazongan, I want to serve in dessert, carrots with chocolate cream on it. Lamazongan, it's tasty. I'm allowed to peel the carrots in the beginning, before the suda, even if my suda normally, lamazongan, takes 5 hours. Lamazongan, my suda is 5 hours every lunch Shabbos. I'm allowed to peel the carrots before the seuda because that's the samuch l'seuda. What we said, you're not allowed to, means a couple hours before you're not allowed to. But every samuch l'seuda, you're not mechuyev in the middle of the meal to go to organize more zachar. Now, what would be if a person was boirer lechol? He decided lamazogin, he wants to eat a carrot. He peeled it with a knife. He finishes to peel. You know, Be'ezim, I don't want to eat a carrot. He has to eat it now, because if not, he will be oibur melocha de reise or not. B'shaz de breire, he wanted to eat it. Change his mind. It's a dish. He picks out, oh. He takes out the nut that he wants. Then he decides, no, Be'etzim, I'm not eating it. Are you allowed to or not? This is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah and Shin Yutes in Sharatzion Oisei V'im birer le'oise se'udo V'achar kach nimlach le'ozve le'se'udo acheres Av d'chi uvchates en b'ze The kodbo meisel machshove mikol mokoyim loy orich lemei vadochi. It's not right. Purim legodim. Tzorich lo viraya mishabur asas kashas on it. So the world knows that the shittas of purim legodim that lekatchilet you're not allowed to change your mind. Avada, if you change your mind, it doesn't become osu, because the ma'is is not a breire. There's a lot of teire was said in Hilchos Boira to explain this prima godim. I want to explain very close. A person is allowed to make boira, he has guests. He knows Lamazong and they will eat 5 tomatoes. Now he wants to pick out, we said, to pick out the little pieces. We said, like, you only do it before the suud. But he doesn't want to serve only 5 little sherries. Anish kentam. You know, you can't serve. You set the first, a bowlful. You're allowed to. Even though they will stay for after the meal. Because this is the meal that I need. We're speaking of a person that wanted to eat a carrot and changed his mind not to eat the carrot. Changed his mind not to eat the carrot. Now, I want to tell you one zach. And again, divrei Torah yeshorim tzadikim yelchu bo v'reshoyim yikoshlu bo. And it's a zach that is not bor kol atzorech. I was the last half an hour speaking again to the Shmir Shabbos back and forth looking in his notes. I want to tell you the hishtal shalus advorim. I will tell you 5 or 6 aloches that are written down in Shmir Shabbos. I remember b'chai Reb Shlomo Zalman, we had milchomes with Rav Yadler of them from Pnine Amor, Moir Shabbos. Back and forth again. Tarko Shel Torah, we're speaking Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Brurim. We know Le'alter is Mutter. Lama Zogin, I have in my freezer a mix of all different yogurts. Yeah? So to boil one out, it's boil. It's boil. It's boil. To mix one out, it's boil. This is a Maisa Breire. This is a Maisa Breire. This is called Boira. This is called Boira. But, Lama Zogin, I like the chocolate one. Yeah, it's all mixed. Could be chocolate sticks out. But Lama Zogin, all different ones, I want the chocolate yogurt. It's frozen. Now, I want to eat it for Shalosh Shudas. Go in, I boil it, and I take out the chocolate one. Oichel mitech tzoylas. To be careful not to move the muktzah there. Now, if I will take it out somach l'sehuda, I can't eat it. I'm allowed to take it out 2 hours before that it'll be defrosted, or not. The maisa started 20 years ago by Rav Neuwirth's house, Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. He had a guest that wanted yogurt. Shmir Shabbos went to the freezer and was boiling the yogurt for the suda. Again, started to yell, Shabbos! Shmir Shabbos looks, Shabbos! Tell me, you able to boil or not? Boil. Take 2 hours. Told him, Nishla'alt? One. In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos, it says that you're allowed to. I'm not speaking on the one that's coming to come out in a couple months. But the old Shmir Shabbos that we had in the markets, it says, Muta. The next aloche, you have little kids. The little kids are going to the park. They're planning, you have a babysitter, they're taking your little brothers and sisters, 1 o'clock to the park, Shabbos afternoon. They're planning to have a snack 4 o'clock. What will be the snack that they will have? Peel apples and bananas. So the Yiddish mama, she's going to sleep soon. So she prepares for them in the bag. She wants to peel it already. But it's not Samach L'Sehuda. They're going to eat in 3 hours. But the problem, in 3 hours, she's not in the park. She's in the house. The time they're leaving, the babysitter is leaving, is now. So the Shemur Shabbos, she's allowed to peel it. She's going to visit the grandmother in Borough Park. And the way back it'll be cold. So she wants to go to the shelf. There's a lot of sweaters mixed. She wants to be boiled to take out a sweater for the kid. Now it's hot. She's putting it in the bag. She needs it for the way back when she's coming back with the kids. She can't boil them. Zog de Shmir Shabbos, no seis le'alta. A neighbor knocks on the door. I need for Shalosh Shudas 2 challahs. I need a carrot. You go to the dish there, you pick out. He needs it for another 4 hours. But you can't tell the neighbor come back in 4 hours. He wants now. He's going to shul now. He promised his wife that he will get carrots before he goes to shul. He needs carrots now. You want to give him carrots. Now you kishmak is giving him the carrot, right? So this is the tzarech achila. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa was written that it's mutter. Olam Moshul, is that some people, some salads, like coleslaw, you make coleslaw, fresh coleslaw is gone fine. After 4 or 5 hours, it's a messer. Let me win it. Now, so if you peel the carrots only a half an hour before, the coleslaw will be a fresh coleslaw. To stick with the Jews, Dalton, so you want to peel the carrots before already to make the coleslaw. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? Shmir Shabbos says you're allowed. Shmir Shabbos says you're allowed to. Shmir Shabbos says you're allowed to. As I keep asking the Shmir Shabbos, all of these six halachas. I don't remember, it was really years ago, Rav Yadler, that was Mechaber HaSefer Mo'ir HaShabbos, Chosh V'Yid, he sent the Shliach to Rav Neuver's house, and the Shliach came with a letter, that he has a raya from Shut Rav Pe'olim, that Rav Neuver is wrong in all of these halachas. But in the case of the salad, Rav Shlomo Zalman already told him that it's mutter, and he was medamet to all the other cases. And Shut Rav Pe'olim, Chelik Aleph, Simon Yud Beis, it's printed in Pnina Amor, this tshuva, Michtav Ches, Chelik Aleph, Michtav Ches. And Shut Rav Pe'olim, the Shoyal asked him a bomb medike kasha. Is a halacha that every melacha in Shabbos, Yechayev Skile. How is the echetimtza that a person of Yechayev Skile, Boirer Oichel Mitoich Psoilas? Finding the echetimtza, Boirer Oichel Mitoich Psoilas that is Chayev Misa. Biyad. Le'altar you le'altar. If he doesn't do it le'altar. If he's Boirer Oichel Mitoich Psoilas, not le'altar, he's Chayev Misa. Right? Le'altar is muta. If it's not le'altar, if you do it le'achar zman, you chayev misa. How you know that the person did it le'achar zman? Maybe he planned to eat it miyat. Well, he told us that he's not. You can't kill him if you what he tells you. I tell a person, don't kill. If he kills, it's chayev misa. What I tell him, don't boirer le'achar zman. He takes it out. Maybe he was boirer le'altar. Then he changes his mind. What he said, he says is garbage. No. So Shavach, what if it's fleishiks? They made it for his kids. Fleishiks, you know, all of his kids in the whole world is fleishiks. Cancer. He could burn it to someone else. He doesn't burn it to himself. So he's in a boat. Lama Zog, and everyone is fleishiks. Can't say. So the Rav Pe'olim doesn't reflect the Rav Pe'olim. Zog the Rav Pe'olim, he has a chetimtza. He took out food that this food, after you boil him, you have to soak him in water for 3 hours till it gets soft. It's like a kind of nut. It's not true. If he wants to eat it in 4 hours, he's allowed to boil him out to soak it in the water. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman answered him, Lemoshel. Was the shayla if a person is sick, you know, so a lot of sick people, they put like the medicine in different places, like 12 o'clock by night, he needs a pill. So shayla, before he goes to sleep, he's allowed to burn the pill. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach answered like this, that in the salad, he holds you allowed to, the coleslaw. Or by all of the other zachen, he's chayza from what he said in the Shmir Shabbos. And it's printed in the Shmir Shabbos Chele Gimel, Perek Gimel, Oret Tzadik Gimel, that is Choyza. I remember, this one is printed. You have to see inside. Only in the case of salad that he says that it's better to do it like this. So, Daino, he says, a salad that you could do the coleslaw from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the coleslaw in Shabbos. Only a kind of salad that you want it fresh, but you don't want it too fresh. Only that is matter. But all the other cases, he's changing his mind. And as they change from Shabbos, Chele Gimel, and it's a big chumre. So the mother of prepares for the snack, all these achas. I remember kimat klo, chazon mishkin b'me'achus, 87%, I remember, maybe 88, not more than that, that Shmir Shabbos came back from Shmir Zaman's house, and he told me that Shmir Zaman told him that even that he writes here that he's chayzer, he's not chayzer. And even that he written Shmir Shabbos chalagim from Shmir Zaman that he's chayzer, l'may sedik nish. I remember I had a psalcheshman to be deicher the Rav Pe'olim. I called the Shmir Shabbos if he remembers. He's not feeling good today, very, very not feeling good. So he couldn't remember, so he called all of his sons over to, you know, if someone remembers, what's the given? So no one remembered Ginoi. So they took out the Ksavi from the new Shmir Shabbos that is coming out. And there, they copied the Nusach of Shlomo Zalman, ולפי זה יש לעיין בשאר הפסוקים. And the Ksav Yadler, what was printed in the Tshuva by Rav Yadler, and what was printed by Shmir Shabbos, אני חויזר. ולפי זה השתנו ההלוכס הקסומים בשמיר השבס. בשמיר השבס told me also, he remembers clear that לגבי the freezer of Shlomo Zalman told me that he was right, he was not Michal Shabbos. That he took it out. They say he wanted to make up nerve not to feel bad. I don't know clear, this is a zakh that by me, I remember, again, I can't, it's dvorim ksuvim that Rav Shlomo Zalman is chayzer, so some people took out now a sefer or a Shabbos, they planned that Rav Shlomo Zalman is chayzer. I remember Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he's not planning to change his mind here, Ginoi. At least in food, and Lamoshos, when they get to Beirer, you want to put a bottle, if you have mixed the bottles, you want to put a cold drink inside for later. Ich sag noch einmal, advorim einu brurim kol ha-tzayrech, advorim einu brurim kol ha-tzayrech, they say in the Orch Shabbos they bring that Reb Nissim and Reb Eliashiv told him that it's also. They say Reb Shlomo Zalman also said that it's also. They say Reb Nissim and Reb Eliashiv said that it's also. So I'm saying, nicht leicht zu machen such a sach. Wenn das mevar sein, genoi. Our Messiah, it's really late, our Messiah, a bocher asked me today, lama zogen, a person has a melon. Right, so we said to take out the melon only samach lasuuda. Now this mother knows her kids like melon, so she's going to sleep Shabbos afternoon. The kids ask, they want melon. So she's planning to put for them melon, but she's not sure if they will eat it 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. She's allowed to prepare it for them or not. They want to eat pears in the afternoon, so she peels the pears for them. But she doesn't know when they will eat it. So I asked the Shmir Shabbos, this for sure she's allowed to do. Let me buy it because she's going to sleep now if you do Shmir Shabbos, but on them, because could be they will eat it me up.